with Matt Emdick. He's been pretty dominant in their league in that North Division. And you got DJ Schleicher, kind of a little bit more of a junk baller. He's a control pitcher. He keeps hitters off stride tremendously. So I'm looking for a good game here, too.
All right, you got some starting lineups, Ms. Don?
I do for the Meyer Grove Grovers. They will be the visitors on the scoreboard today. Leading off and playing second base will be Tanner Klopphage. Batting second, playing center field, will be Tyler Musho. Batting third, shortstop, Jaron Klopphage. Batting fourth, playing left field, Andrew Welly. Batting fifth, playing right field, Kurt Marthaler. Batting sixth, the catcher, Alex Welly. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Drake Meyer. The designated hitter today will be batting for Matt Emdick, Colton Meyer, and he'll be playing center field. And playing right field, or actually playing third base, I'm sorry, batting ninth, Jordan Klopphage, and pitching today, like I said, Matt Emdick. For the Richmond Royals, leading off, playing center field will be Alex Buddy. Playing shortstop today, batting second will be Adam Buckus. Batting third, playing third base, will be Trent Gehrken. Batting fourth, catcher today, Cole, designated hitter. Batting fifth, Dan Hansen. Batting sixth, playing left field, will be Mason Premix. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Andy Adley. Batting eighth, playing right field, Connor Doles. Batting ninth, playing second base, will be Kyle Buddy. And the pitcher today will be DJ Schleicher.
All right, thank you, Donald. Of course, stay tuned for our post-game show this evening. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player picks up a $10 gift certificate. Compliments of Jeremy and Julie over at Albany A&W and Nathan at Richmond A&W. Did we switch headsets?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, here we go, DJ Schleicher. Yes, Don, I was looking at him, and he's kind of going,
I don't think so.
Facing Tanner Klopphage, and the first pitch to Tanner, a strike, and here's a little chopper on the ground to third. Gehrken up with it over to first, and a stretch there by Hadley. It gets by Hadley, rolls down the right field line, and right off the bat, a Richmond air puts Tanner Klopphage at second base, and nobody out.
Batting second, the center fielder, number five.
That was hard to see that, wasn't it, where that throw went? But it went past the first baseman over there, A.J. Hadley, I should say. Andy Hadley. Tanner Klopphage got a lot of speed on the base pads, took second base, no problem.
That'll bring Tyler Musho to the plate. Tyler in center field drives it to left center field. At first, the Royals' left fielder didn't see the ball. That was Primus, and catching up to it is Buddy out in center field, and he'll make the catch for the out.
Batting third, the shortstop, number 17.
Yeah, Primus kind of looked, where was it? And so the first out of the inning, a fly ball to center field, one down, and here's Jaron Klopphage.
Meyer Grove shortstop, Jaron Klopphage. How do you pronounce it?
I think in Meyer Grove they say Klopphage. I think Klopphage. Other places it's Klopphage.
Yeah. In Richmond it's Rotstein or Rotstein, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Really can't screw up Heinen.
Nope.
Here's a little number foul by Jaron and the count at 0-1. Tanner Klopphage out at second base. One ball, one strike, actually, to Jaron. DJ Schleicher on the mound. Boy, he's fully bearded. Looks like one of those relief pitchers you'd see in the major leagues. Pitch outside, a ball in 2-1.
And he's this deception, you know, his fastball is quicker than it looks, you know.
Yeah.
He brings that slow curveball continuously, and his fastball is quick.
Two balls, one strike. Schleicher comes home. There's strike three called. So apparently the scoreboard, we were mistaken. Three on Jaron Klopphage.
Andrew Welly.
Two outs and Andrew Welly to the plate. Andrew Welly, right-handed hitter, with his teammate on at second and two outs. Schleicher comes home, and Welly swings over the top of that pitch, strike one. Almost looked fooled on that pitch.
I sure did.
The ball, it's one strike. Pitch is down and away, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Andrew Welly, not very tall in stature, but he's put together pretty well for a young man.
Pitch is low for a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Schleicher comes home. The pitch is just a little bit outside, and the count now 3-1. The count. Bopak leads from second. Schleicher's pitch. It's down and away, ball four. So, with the runners at first and second and two outs, here's Kurt Marthaler.
Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 15, Kurt Marthaler.
Matt's going to go out and get a little looser yet here between innings, Matt Emdick.
Now, when Matt pitches, I don't think he rarely hits, does he?
No, he isn't hitting today.
Kurt Marthaler takes a strike at the knees and 0-1. Oh, one the count. Our runners lead from first and second here in the top of the first. Pitch, and Marthaler swings over the top of that pitch. Now 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Schleicher has the sign from Cole Schmitz, his catcher. The pitch on the way, outside, a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. Schleicher working from the stretch. And just missing outside, and the count now at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And outside and low, the count full at 3-2.
Trouble finding a plate here, DJ has. So see once what happens here. We'll get the runners on the move.
The runners go on 3-2, and Marthaler squibs this one foul. The count stays full at 3-2. That's over by the first base side. So the runners will be off again on 3-2. Schleicher comes home, curveball taps slowly to third. Trent Gertken in on the grass, steps and throws, and scoop by Hadley at first. 5-3 on the put out. That will do it for the Grovers here in the first. No runs, no hits. There was an error and two left on. After one half inning, Meyer Grove nothing. Richmond coming to bat. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon special. Serve Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to the Sportsman's Den on Saturdays from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event. Plus, mark your calendars for Billy D and the Crystals on October 27th and the Shaw Band on December 8th at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don with you here at Schlaper Brothers Field and Farming. We head to the bottom of the first inning.
Yes.
And no score.
Matt Emdick on the mound for the Grovers. Richmond will lead off with Alex Buddy, the center fielder.
Quick. Leading off the bottom of the first for the Royals, center fielder number 11, Alex Buddy.
Alex Buddy. Adam Bacchus, Trent Gertken. 1-2-3 for Richmond.
Umpires for this game will be Bob Kramer behind the plate, and Pat Goldeneck will be on the base pads. So they just flip spots here.
First pitch to Buddy is a ball, 1-0. Matt Emdick, very deliberate in his approach. Strike called, and one ball, one strike. Emdick pitch, a little bit high for a ball in 2-1. 2 on the count. Here's Buddy fouling this one off. Boy, that's a long way. Hits the road.
In the alfalfa field.
Halfways to Trapper's Pub and Grub. Yeah. Pitch low and away, and the count full now at 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. And Buddy loops this one to shallow center field. And that's going to be in no man's land. It'll fall in for a base hit between the second baseman, center fielder, and right fielder.
Wow. That one had eyes.
Heading second, the shortstop, number 7, Adam.
Of course, every team has names for that kind of hit, Don, and we bring it up every year.
Blooper?
Well, I think.
Texas Leaguer.
Yeah, Texas Leaguer, but Richmond maybe calls that, that's their nemesis who always gets hits against them. We always used to call him, and nothing against Lake Henry, but Lake Henry got a lot of hits against us.
I'm just trying to think which team didn't.
Yeah. Here's Adam Bacchus at the plate. Throw back to first, and his Buddy. Emdick working from the stretch. The pitch low to Bacchus, and one ball, one strike. One won the count. Adam Bacchus, here's another throw to first. Buddy back safely. Ball and a strike. Bacchus fouls this one off down the right field line.
Well, the two games prior to this, and what I'm seeing so far, I haven't seen a lot of balls well hit.
No.
There have been a few, but not really good sharp ground balls, line drives.
One ball, two strikes to Bacchus. Here's a line drive. That's to right field, a solid base hit. Buddy will pull into second, and back-to-back hits by the Royals here in the first. Brings Trent Gertken to the plate.
Heading third, the third baseman, number 20, Trent Gertken.
There's another name, Gertken. Gertken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Matt Imdick's pitch, and inside a ball. 1-0. Nice pitch. Buddy leads from second. Bacchus at first. Matt Imdick throws to second, and his second baseman wasn't even close to the bag. And going to ground ball to second. They flip to second for one. The relay to first. In time, they say he hung on at first. That is a 4-6-3 double play turned by the Grovers.
Taylor made that one. Was nice switch, nice flip by the second baseman over there to get that double play started. And Kirby having a little discussion with the home plate umpire. He didn't think that. I think Gerken thought he was safe at first base.
Thought that the first baseman maybe had pulled his foot, Drake Meyer, over at first.
Yes.
Here's Cole Schmitz. Cole's batting now with Alex Buddy at third and two outs. Imdick comes home, and the pitch is high to Cole. 1-0.
That's a big double play turned by the Grovers.
Schmitz will follow this one back and out of play. And the count, one ball, one strike. Imdick will work from the windup with the base runner at third. And the pitch a little bit low for a ball in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch low, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Schmitz swings and misses for strike two. Boy, that was right down.
Doesn't get cheated.
Hurricane Alley there, that pitch. And Cole just missed it, 3-2. Buddy leads from third, the 3-2 pitch by Imdick. And strike three, that'll end the Royals' threat here in the first. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. One in the books. It's Richmond nothing, Meyer Grove nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy and Don back with you in Farming. DJ Schleicher taking some warm-up tosses here.
Starting to get a little warmer, isn't it? I think that that warm front's going to start moving around.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some warm days.
I think we are, yes.
I just look how the pop can sweats.
Yep, it's that means rain.
Humidity and dew point. And oh, no. Well, I had Ludwig and Shaneberg, the commissioner and one of the league officers, looking at their radars. No rain in sight, so that's good. Top of the second inning,
Alex Welly.
Alex Welly leads it off. And Alex, a ground ball snared by Gertken at third. He throws to get Alex Welly. Boy, Trent Gertken's been busy over at
third base. He made sure that throw was up a little bit because he's been giving Hadley a little workout over there at first base.
It was into the runner.
But it was a good play.
Here's Drake Meyer. Drake Meyer, big right-handed hitter. Strike one call to Drake. It's a little bit, well, it does catch the corner and 0-2.
Swinging strike.
Pitch low for a ball, one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. And strike three called as Drake gets caught looking. That was right down the middle of the plate there, and two outs.
Designated hitter number 24, Colton Meyer.
I think Drake was looking for something else there, Don.
I think so. We got Colton Meyer here, not a designated hitter.
And Colton takes
a strike. A lot of good off-speed stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Meyer fouled it at the plate. The count 0-2 to Colton Meyer. Pitch away and the count one ball, two strikes. Ooh, as that was a close pitch and 2-2, not a Colton Meyer. Schleicher delivers, strike three called. Colton Meyer rung up on strikes, and that'll do it for the Grovers. Here in the second, nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One and a half, Meyer Grove nothing and Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without the use of unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Dan Hansen will lead off the second for the Royals against Matt Imdick. And the first pitch, actually make it the second pitch.
Wow.
2-0 the count to Dan Hansen.
What's wrong with that last pitch? Looked pretty nice.
Absolutely.
This guy you don't want to give too many extra pitches to.
No, now 3-0 the count. Three balls, no strikes. On the outside corner, 3-1. 3-1 the count. Here's a shot up the middle by Hansen, and that's knocked down by the shortstop, Jaron Klopak, but Jaron unable to make a play.
Runs pretty well, Dan Hansen, down the line.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Seen a when they played their last game of the season in Richmond, he almost had three dingers that game.
That will bring Mason Primus to the plate. Hansen gets credit for an infield single. And the pitch to Primus, a strike, 0-1. Ball low and 1-1. One ball, one strike, nobody out, runner on. That's Hansen at first. Primus has shot up the middle. Knocked down there by the second baseman. The throw to first.
Ooh, we got him.
A
yes.
Four unassisted, 4-3 double play. Tanner Klopach.
Wow.
That is two huge double plays for the Grovers here in the first two innings.
Hit sharply. Man, that ball was hit on a button down to second base. And I'll tell you what, that was one heck of a nice play by him. Just got Primus by a step.
That will bring Andy Hadley to the plate. And Hadley takes the ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Hadley a shot to second. Klopach up with it. And over to first, 4-3 on the putout. That'll end the Royals' second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. Two in the books. Richmond and Meyer Grove scoreless. We're back in a minute on KSM.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7. Now from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And welcome back, Randy and Don with you from Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. We're being treated to full sunshine.
Full sunshine. Yes, we are.
And it's faking the two Pillsbury cookie boys. It's warm.
I'm starting to run down my neck here. Right here.
It's like the oven.
Well, we do have a fan behind us.
Let's go to the third inning on scoreless game here. Richmond and Meyer Grove, a pitcher's duo so far between DJ Schleicher and Matt Imdick. And trying to drag a bunt is Jordan Klopach, and it goes foul in 0-1. No balls, one strike. DJ Schleicher,
the times.
Ready and delivers. There's a swing and a miss by Jordan Klopach and strike two. 0-2 the count. Leadoff hitter Tanner Klopach on deck. Pitches outside for a ball. And one ball, two strikes. Here's a ground ball to Gertken at third. Trent up with it on the grass over to first. 5-3 in the putout.
Gertken's got it zeroed in now.
Four balls hit over that way already.
Couple in the dirt, one up the line, and now he threw one right on. Now he's zeroed in.
Tanner Klopach to the plate. Tanner reached on an error by Gertken at third. DJ Schleicher ready on the mound, comes home and swing and a miss at the breaking ball, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Here's a shot to right field, that's a base hit. And the Grovers get their first hit today off of DJ Schleicher.
stranded two base runners in the first inning, but Tanner had reached on an error and Andrew Welly had walked. Here comes Tyler Musho to the plate. DJ Schleicher delivers to Musho and strike one. That flag in center field just about still. Klopach leads from first. Hadley holding him there. Tanner Klopach's got a really good lead. Here's a chopper foul by Tyler Musho.
I got a feeling they're going to check out Cole Schmitz back here with being a little bit slower. So in the ball, he doesn't throw a fastball too often.
This Tyler Musho, Don, I think he's only going to be a sophomore at Melrose High School. So another young kid. Pitches high for a ball. And one and two.
Actually, two Mushos on the team now, isn't there?
Jordan Musho, who used to play for St. Martin.
I don't think this one did
no,
he?
No, Tyler's, like you said, he's only going to be a sophomore.
Okay.
So. One ball, two strikes, and a swing and a miss. Musho's out on strikes.
Shortstop number 17.
Two outs, Jaren and here's Klopach. Jaren Klopach. Jaren struck out in his first at bat against DJ Schleicher. Tanner Klopach, the base runner, over at first. Squibber foul down the third baseline. Gertken will pick it up in foul territory. And a count 0-1. Earlier today, it was Lake Henry over Spring Hill, 3-2. St. Martin defeated Numinic in a squeaker, 10-inning squeaker, 2-1. And we're here in this ballgame scoreless in the third. DJ Schleicher on the mound, the 0-1 to Klopach. Grounded to first, Hadley over to field, and it's foul. And 0-2. Kurt Meyer coaching over in the third base box. Doug Meyer in the first base box. That left center field gap is the deepest part in this park. 350, that left center field gap.
Yep.
0-2, Schleicher's pitch, outside a ball, and 1-2.
It's got that little bit of an incline by the fence there.
Sports decks nice and full here at Schleicher Brothers Field. There are fans everywhere. Here's a ground ball to second. Buddy has it. He'll play it and throw it over to first. 4-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Grovers here in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. Two and a half innings. Meyer Grove and Richmond scoreless. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers, and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Feel it?
Thank you, partner. How's John Wayne said that? Thank you, partner.
Thank you, partner.
Don threw a little cold air on me. Here we go. Bottom of the third inning, Connor Doles leads it off for Richmond, followed by Kyle Buddy, and then the top of the order facing Matt Imdick, and 2-0 the count to Connor Doles, the Richmond right fielder. Pitch a little bit high, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Dulles leading off the third. And on the inside corner, there's a strike called in 3-1. The Royals have had three hits off of Matt Imdick so far. It's two double plays that the Grovers have turned have really helped him. Dulles lines this one foul down the left field line into the corner. And the count at 3-2 now to Connor Dulles. Matt Imdick doesn't like the baseball that the home plate umpire gave him.
Good thing it ain't major leagues. They'd be going through lots of balls today, wouldn't they?
So, you know, when Matt Imdick asked for a baseball, Don, do you think he maybe just didn't like the seams on that baseball? Or because every baseball is a little bit different.
Very little. But, you know, sometimes the seams are just a hair higher maybe on a baseball. You know, I guess I'd...
The pitch to Dulles is outside a ball, and he'll walk leading off the third inning for Richmond.
13, Kyle Buddy.
Here's Kyle Buddy. Well, you pitched. Did you like higher seams on the baseball?
Absolutely.
You could get a little bit more.
Oh, yes. You could get a little bit better break on the ball, and your fastball, if you could throw a two-seamer, four-seamer, whatever it was, it would rise a little bit better.
Sure.
Yep, it would make a difference.
First pitch to Kyle Buddy is strike and 0-1.
Talk like I know what I'm doing, but I guess
well,
I don't.
I mean, you're in the Hall of Fame for a reason.
But that isn't, I don't know. Pitching was not my forte.
His buddy fouls it off in the count 0-2. You did hit a few doubles in your career, though.
A few.
Was that before they had fences? Well, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, I think I'd have had a lot of triples then.
Oh, the ball gets by the first baseman, Drake Meyer, on a pickoff attempt, but not far enough for Dulles to advance. You did play in the wood bat era. Then you played in the aluminum bat era.
Oh, yes.
You didn't get to play again when they had wood bats brought back.
No,
though.
I did not. No.
Quick throw. Matt Imdick, he's a pitcher who will definitely keep those base runners. He's allowed. Keep him attentive over on their bases, won't he?
The pace of the game slows down a little bit when you get guys on.
Here's the pitch to Buddy, and that's going to bounce past the catcher, Alex Welly, and go to the backstop. And Dulles is going to take second. So he's there with nobody out and an 1-2 count now to Kyle Buddy. One ball, two strikes. Buddy takes his lead from second. Imdick comes home. Now two balls, two strikes. Two the count. Imdick's pitch. Boy, that just about hit Buddy.
Buddy's thinking, oh, I should have taken that one.
Yeah. You know, after it goes by, you think that once in a while. Gosh, I should have let that hit me, but... You know, that probably could have hurt. Here's Buddy looping
That's
it to left center field. That's going to be in for a hit. Kirby's going to hold him up over at third base. That's Kirby Hemish. And single by Kyle Buddy gives the Royals runners at first and third.
A smart move by Kirby at third base there to hold him up, waving him like he was going to send him. But tell you, nobody out here right now, Randy.